This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Well, thanks for putting us on, and we'll supply the background music as you run your errands, do your chores, or just sit on the porch and watch the day go by. And coming up, we have more dance songs. That's our musical theme today. Numbers about showing off your best moves or a specific type of dance. And for the countdown today, we're tracking the biggest hits from the second week of May in 1954. And we pick it up at number 7 on Billboard's Disc Jockey chart with Kitty Callan.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me your shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean.
That's soon-to-be 32-year-old Philadelphia native Kitty Callan, who sang with some of the most popular big bands in the 30s and 40s, but really had only a smattering of chart success over the past few years. But she had a smash here in the spring of 1954 with Little Things Mean a Lot. The story goes it was originally offered to Perry Como, who turned it down. He thought it was more appropriate for a female singer. And Kitty Callan benefited from his wise decision, accompanied by Jack Blice's orchestra. Number 7 this week in 1954, soon to become her first solo number 1, it would stay at the top of the charts for 9 weeks. Well, what was the topic of conversation here 72 years ago? Well, fear of the bomb. On March 1st, a hydrogen bomb test was conducted on the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. It was supposed to be a 6 megaton detonation. Turned out the designers were too effective, and the yield was 15 megatons. Scientists were surprised by the size of the explosion and the radioactive fallout. The winds shifted after the explosion and hundreds of Marshall Islanders were poisoned, along with a crew of a Japanese fishing boat. While optimism was kind of our theme in the first hour, not so much in the nuclear bomb category. There was nowhere to hide now. There was nowhere for communists to hide either. Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy has been chasing after communist and Soviet spies and sympathizers inside the U.S. government, is now investigating the U.S. Army. The hearings were broadcast live on the ABC and Dumont TV networks, with an estimated 20 million viewers. but the TV coverage is hurting McCarthy. He's coming off as reckless and bullying. Meanwhile, it was a scary day at the Capitol back on March 1st.
In Washington, D.C., ruthless, fanatic violence erupted in the halls of Congress. Three men and a woman, believed to be members of the Puerto Rican nationalist gang that in November 1950 attempted the assassination of President Truman, opened fire from the visitors' gallery of the House of Representatives. Observers noted the attack came as the Inter-American Conference opened in Venezuela, and it suggested the motive may have been to arouse anti-United States feeling in Latin America through an act of apparently blind violence carefully calculated to inflame America's relations with her neighbors. Wanton violence that shocked and stirred the nation and did only harm to the cause of the Puerto Rican people.
Five congressmen were wounded, all recovered. The four attackers were arrested and given a minimum 70 years in prison. And we get back to the countdown this week in 54 with record number 6 from the Four Nights.
Oh, baby mine. Oh, baby mine. Oh, baby mine. Oh, baby mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
If you were there,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire. You are my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby, more.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby, mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Tossing and turning in my slumber. Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I give you kisses without number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby,
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my
life would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my
life would be so fair.
The Four Nights, Gene Alford, John Wallace, Clarence Dixon, and Oscar Broadway. The R&B group out of Charlotte, North Carolina, was at number 5 this week in 1954. Just missing out on being a number 1, it hit number 2 on the jukebox survey, but it would be a gold record. Well, let's keep moving up the chart this weekend. In the next position is Tony Martin.
Here in this enchanted place, here enclosed in your embrace, here with you so near to me, here is where I want to be. The world outside may be thrilled by the treasures that people buy for gold, but I would rather be thrilled by the treasures that I alone can hold.
marito, tesori comprati presso d'oro, vorrei essere invaghito, tesori io posso tenere.
An adaptation of an aria from Verdi's Rigoletto. Here from 41-year-old Tony Martin out of San Francisco. At its peak of number 5 this week in 1954, he was backed up by the Henri René Orchestra. Well, the weekend is here and we're taking a bit of our average income of $4,000 a year and heading to the store. I see a sale on a swing set for the kids at $19.95 and for the old man, a hammock with a stand at $11.95. And with warmer weather coming, swing into Gimbel's for a window air conditioner for $250. That's about $2,000 today. All right, to the grocery store, a loaf of bread, 15 cents. We're getting milk delivered for about 45 cents for a half gallon. A 10-pound bag of potatoes, 49 cents. Cucumbers, too, for 19 cents. 29 cents for a pineapple. And if we're grilling out this weekend, ground beef for burgers, 39 cents a pound. And hot dogs are 49 cents a pound. Well, Mother's Day is this weekend. If you don't have a gift yet, you better hustle. Here's something neat, a musical powder box, $2.69. Or maybe a new summer dress, $10.95. And, of course, the Whitman's candies, ranging from $1.39 to $4.50, depending on how many people she has to share it with. And speaking of candies, there's a new M&M's.
Now there are two exciting candies to choose from. The ever-popular M&M's plain chocolate candies and the new M&M's peanut chocolate candies.
I'm one of the M&M's plain chocolate candies. Solid milk chocolate inside and a colorful sugar shell outside.
And I'm a delicious peanut. But look what happens to me. First I'm drenched in creamy milk chocolate, then covered with a crisp, thin sugar shell.
Look for this M on each piece.
Try M&M's chocolate candies with peanuts or plain. Remember, M&M's milk chocolate melts in your mouth. Not in your hand.
Peanut M&M's, new here in 1954. And we're right back to the charts. Coming in at number 4, it's 26-year-old Patti Page with her 11th million seller, Cross Over the Bridge.
If you're a guy who's had a gal in each and every port, and you forget the rules of love that life has always taught, and if you broke as many hearts as ripples in a stream, well, brother, here's the only way that you can be redeemed. Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge. Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you. Brother, cross over the bridge. If you have built a boat to take you to the greener side, and if the boat is built of every lie you ever lied, you'll never reach the promised land of love, I guarantee. 'Cause lies cannot hold water and you'll sink into the sea. Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge. Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you. Brother, cross over the bridge. I know it isn't easy to resist temptation's call, but think of how your broken heart will hurt you when you fall. 'Cause someday you will find that you are hopelessly in love, and she'll belong to someone else as sure as stars above. Cross over the bridge, of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you. Brother, cross over the bridge. Cross over the bridge.
That's Patti Page, accompanied by the Jack Rail Orchestra, Cross Over the Bridge. Number 4 on Billboard's Disc Jockey chart this week. She's been 4 weeks at number 2. We're listening to the memories of May 1954 on Today Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, dance songs is our musical theme this week, and it will be for the next week, maybe two. Lots of songs about dancing or a dance style, such as the one we have here, Begin the Begin, written by Cole Porter, and introduced in the 1935 Broadway musical Jubilee. Of course, the most popular version was done by Artie Shaw's orchestra, but I've decided to go a different direction. From the middle 80s, here's Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Orchestra. Tonight Show Band with Doc Severinsen and Begin the Begin, performed live on the show probably in the fall of 1986, because that's when they released the album, The Tonight Show Band, Volume 1. And along with Doc on the trumpet, the tenor sax solo came from Pete Chrislieb. Well, not too long after the Begin had begun in the middle 30s, a dance craze called the Big Apple took over, and its origins were not New York City, but rather South Carolina. And it was made a hit by Tommy Dorsey's Dixieland combo, the Clam Bake 7, featuring Edith Wright.
Hiya, fellas. What's new?
Not
much.
Not much. Well, hello, Edith. What's new with you?
I've got a new dance. I'd like to show it to you. If you've got rhythm to burn, here's a dance that's easy to learn. If you don't, then your name is Mud. If you don't, you're a social dud. 'Cause everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
And it isn't very hard to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
10 can do it just as well as 2. The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Everybody's learning how to do that brand new apple dance. They say an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Hey, hey. It's easy to dance your cares away. Everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Come on, learn to do that apple dance. First you gather round, then you cover ground. Do a bit of this, a bit of that, and then do a Fred Astaire, hands up in the air. Truck around and then you start right in again. You must do anything that you know. The most important thing is just to let yourself go.
What's that apple you're talking about?
It's a new dance they're all raving about. You truck on down and Susie Q, then shag a bit and some posing too. A Lindy Hop, you peck a lot. Put them all together, what have you got? The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Well, my, my. Yes, yes. My, my.
The Big Apple was essentially a variation on the Lindy Hop. In fact, some people called it the Lindy Apple. And it got the name because it was performed in a circle. And while its origins were in South Carolina, it became the rage once it hit the Big Apple, New York City. And Tommy Dorsey and his Clam Bake 7, featuring Edith Wright, had a hit record with the Big Apple in 1937. Well, here's another 1930s dancing melody, The Shadow Waltz. It's from The Gold Diggers of 1933. It was sung in the film by Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler. This version comes from 1959. Here are the High Lows.
In the shadows, let me come and sing to you. Let me dream a song that I can bring to you. Take me in your arms and let me cling to you. Let me linger long. Let me live my song. In the winter, let me bring the spring to you. Let me feel that I mean everything to you. Love's old song will be new. In the shadows when I come and sing to you. Feel that I mean everything
to you. Love's old song will be new in the shadows when I come and sing to you. Shadows when I sing to you.
Harry Warren and Al Dubin composed the Shadow Waltz for the Gold Diggers of 1933 and covered there by the High Lows. Clark Burrows, the tenor. Baritones Bob Morrison, Bob Strassen, and Gene Perling, the bass. And that was from their 1959 LP, The High Lows in Stereo, with the Frank Comstock Orchestra. We're cutting a rug today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our stroll down memory lane finds us back in May of 1954. And now let's take a look at sports. Records fell this week in track and field. On May the 6th, Roger Bannister runs the first 4-minute mile. He wasn't sure if he was going to run at Oxford that day. It was rainy and windy, but 5 minutes before the race, he decided to give it a shot. His trainer had worked out a plan. Teammate Chris Brasher would pace the first half mile. Then Chris Chataway would challenge and pass Bannister, pulling him into a fast three-quarter time and unleashing the Bannister burst with 300 yards to go. He crossed the line 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds.
First is, I'm very glad to have done it in Oxford, because this was the track on which I ran my first mile race in my life about 7 years ago when I first came up to Oxford. The second is that throughout the winter I've been watching the newspapers, seeing whether Landy would do it first or whether Santy would do it first in America. And I'm very glad that it has come from England in the end.
Britain's newest hero was whisked away that evening to London for a TV appearance, then spent the rest of his evening in a nightclub with his mates, breaking training with steaks and champagne till 5 in the morning. But by 10 a.m. he was back in class at St. Mary's Hospital Medical School, where he gets his degree later this year. And this week in Los Angeles, Perry O'Brien became the first to throw the shot put more than 60 feet. Baseball standings this weekend. The Tigers lead the White Sox by a half game in the American League with the Indians one back. In the National League, the Dodgers are up a half on the Reds, 1.5 on the Phillies. Basketball. The NBA title went to Minneapolis. The Lakers beat Syracuse 4-3 for their 5th title in 6 years. In the Stanley Cup, Detroit defeated Montreal in 7 games. Tony Leswick scored the series-winning goal at 4:29 of overtime, but he never saw it. Leswick from the blue line flipped the puck toward the goal and was headed off for a line change. Canadiens defenseman Doug Harvey went to glove the puck, but it deflected off his hand and passed goalie Jerry McNeil for the cup winner. At the Masters, Sam Snead and defending champ Ben Hogan tied at 1 over par. At the 18-hole playoff, Snead won by a shot for his 3rd title and 7th major. Last weekend's Kentucky Derby won by Determine with Raymond York up. And in boxing, Jersey Joe Walcott is the heavyweight champ. Light heavyweight is Archie Moore. Middleweight, Bobo Olsen. Welterweight crowned to Kid Gavilan. And the lightweight is Patty DeMarco. And that's a rundown on sports from this week in 1954. And back on the countdown, we're at number 3 with Frank Sinatra.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Looks like the comeback of Frank Sinatra is sticking. There at number three this week in 1954, Young at Heart. The 38-year-old's accompanied by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. That would peak at number two and become a million seller, his third all-time. And the song is so popular, it's going to be used for the movie that he's filming right now with Doris Day. Well, as I mentioned before, television is a major part of our world here in the spring of 1954. So let's see what's playing on TV. Well, one program that won't be back is your Show of Shows. The costs are just too much for a live weekly show. Saturday nights will never be the same, will they? Well, there is Jackie Gleason Saturday night at 8 on CBS, of course. The top five this year, Milton Berle, You Bet Your Life, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, Dragnet, and number one, I Love Lucy. And on Sunday night, we stay up late to catch What's My Line. And this week's mystery guest is Gertrude Berg, best known as her TV character, Molly Goldberg.
Am I correct in guessing that you have not been in motion pictures for the past two or three years?
Oh, you're wrong. I missed picture last year.
That's $4.06 to go, Miss Emerson.
Is this the voice that you use in your program?
No, it is not.
Do you use an accent in the character you play?
Yes, I do.
Is it by any chance from the north of Europe?
The north of what?
The north of Europe, the accent.
No.
Oh, $5.05 to go, Mr. Sir.
You were thinking Peggy Wood, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, well, she was in musical shows in New York. You use an accent that is not from the north of Europe. Is it an accent, then, that is from the southern part of Europe?
No.
More to go, Miss O'Callaghan.
I'm dead. I guess I've been watching the wrong program.
Oh, could we have a conference?
Yes, let's have a conference.
20 seconds to
the time. It might be a hillbilly girl.
It could be a hillbilly and it could be a southerner.
Is this by any chance a family show?
Who is it, buddy?
Is it Molly Goldberg, by any chance?
Panelists that night, Dorothy Kilgallen, Steve Allen, Bennett Cerf, and the lovely Faye Emerson. And that's what was on TV this weekend in 1954. And we're up to number two on the countdown now. Here's Joe Stafford.
Take me in your arms and never let me go. Whisper to me softly while the moon is low. Hold me close and tell me what I want to know. Say it to me gently, let the sweet talk flow. Come a little closer, make love to me. Kiss me once again before we say goodnight. Take me in your loving arms and squeeze me tight. Put me in a mood so I can dream all night. Everybody's sleeping, so it's quite alright. Come a little closer, make love to me. When you're near, so help me, dear. Chills run up my spine. Don't you know I love you so? I won't be happy till you're mine. When I'm in your arms, you give my heart a treat. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, make love to me.
Oh,
it till you're mine. When I'm in your arms, you give my heart a treat. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, hey, hey, baby, make love to me.
After 7 weeks at number one on the jukebox chart, Joe Stafford's down to number two this week in 1954 with Make Love to Me. That's her fifth chart topper and sixth million seller. Now, this next record would be a top 10 hit later in the summer of 1954, so why am I playing it now? Well, it fits into our musical theme today of dancing. Here's Vaughn Monroe. They were doing the mambo.
I went a-riding home down to Santa Fe. There's been a lot of changes since I've been away. I went to have a dance at the old dance hall where they were having a ball. They were doing the mambo. What the heck is a mambo? They were doing the mambo while I just stood around. I looked around the place for my best gal Flo. I asked a lot of people for my best friend Joe. Nobody seemed to know where my two friends were, except that he was with her. They were doing the mambo. Well, they called it the mambo. They were doing the mambo while I just stood around. I used to be a dance hall dandy, but it seems since I've been gone, there's an awful lot of changes. I don't know what's going on. I got a big surprise on the patio. I found my gal a-hugging with my best friend Joe. And when they turned around and they looked my way, they smiled and shouted, "Olé!" They were doing the mambo. Well, it looked like the mambo. They were doing the mambo while I just stood around. I used to be a dance hall dandy. I knew all there was to know. I knew this away from that away, but which way did they go? I figured it was time that I took a ride, but couldn't find my horse where I left him tied. He found a little filly that he liked a lot, and you believe it or not, they were doing the mambo. Even horses do mambo. They were doing a mambo, mambo, while I just stood around.
They were doing the mambo. That was a song penned by Don Ray. He also wrote Beat Me Daddy, Eight to the Bar, The House of Blue Lights, The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, among others. And that was Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra. That would be his final top 10 hit in 1954. And it's one of our dancing songs today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a couple of items to take care of, like a reminder of the website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, folks, this is the last dance, at least for today. And you better be nimble for this one, as Woody Herman's orchestra does the Saber Dance. From 1948, Woody Herman and his orchestra and the Sabre Dance. That was from the ballet Guyane, written by Armenian composer Aram Khachaturian. Every now and then here, we'll let down our long hair. And that was one of our dance numbers for today, and we have many more left over, so we'll do this again next week here on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from the second weekend of May in 1954. But first, more news headlines, and we'll start with some lighthearted items. From the entertainment page, Bing Crosby says no more musicals. After finishing up The Country Girl, Bing says the serious stuff is a breeze compared with making musicals. And the mellowing crooner, age 52, showed up with his Country Girl co-star, Grace Kelly, age 24, for a dinner date. He bridled a bit because photographers caught him without his toupee. Disney has announced the acquisition of 160 acres of ranch land in California's Orange County. The project, to be known as Disneyland, will be a combination World's Fair, playground, community center, and a museum of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy. The park's expected to attract 54 million patrons a year. More Joe McCarthy news this weekend. His party, the Republicans, are trying to cut short the dragging Army McCarthy hearings by putting the senator on the stand. They want him to testify over charges that he and his staff used improper means to get favorable treatment for a drafted subcommittee aide. Earlier this week, McCarthy and Army Secretary Robert Stevens got into a heated exchange during one of the sessions. But the top story this weekend was the French defeat at the Battle of Dien Bien Phu in Vietnam. Officials at the French headquarters in Hanoi announced that all resistance throughout Dien Bien Phu ended on Saturday after a handful of holdout French Foreign Legionnaires made a hopeless death charge rather than surrender. And while President Eisenhower this weekend called for swift military, diplomatic, and political conferences on means to stop communist aggression in the Southeast, Secretary Dulles went on nationwide radio and TV and emphasized that the U.S., under present conditions, does not plan to send armed forces to Indochina.
The Chinese communists have been supplying the forces of the Viet Minh rebels with munitions and trucks and anti-aircraft guns, radar, technical equipment, and technical advisors. They have, however, stopped short of open armed intervention. And in this respect, they may have been deterred by the warnings which the United States has given. Today, the United States and the other countries immediately concerned are giving careful consideration to the establishment of a collective defense. Conversations are taking place amongst us. This common defense may involve serious commitments by us all. But free peoples will never remain free if they are not willing, if need be, to fight for their vital interests.
The fall of Dien Bien Phu as the French are defeated in Vietnam. The top news story this weekend in 1954. And topping Billboard Magazine's disc jockey chart this week, it's Perry Como.
Wanted someone who kissed me and held me closely, then stole my heart. Wanted someone I trusted, who gave no warning we'd ever part. She was last seen hiding out in someone's arms. He knew nothing of the danger in her charms. A jury may find her guilty, but I'd forgive her if I could see a signed confession that she's repented and really wanted no one but me. Someone who kissed me and held me closely, then stole my heart. Wanted someone I trusted, who gave no warning that we'd ever part.
She was last seen hiding out in someone's arms. He knew nothing of the danger in her charms.
A jury may find her guilty, but I'd forgive her if I could see a signed confession that she's repented and really wanted no one but me.
In 1943, Perry Como launched his solo career. At the same time, trombonist Jack Fulton began writing songs. Well, their paths crossed 10 years later when Perry recorded Fulton's song Wanted in late December of 53, as his voice floats over the accompaniment of Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and chorus. It's his 11th gold record and 11th number one, spending 8 weeks at the top of the charts, including this weekend in 1954. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. Hey, it's been great having you here, and I'll look forward to you coming back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times. Thank you.